Are you guys ready to worship out there tonight? Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Dunlin Christian Living Today. I'm Elliot Thosteson, serving as your co-host this evening. Joining me as usual is my wife, Dawn. Dawn, how are you this evening?
Hi, Elliot. I'm feeling pretty darn happy and high on life
today. Well, what's got you so happy?
Well, you might recall that we had a lovely afternoon spending some great time with our friends in Northwest Indiana at the 6th Annual Gospel Festival.
That's right. Over at Bethel Lutheran Church, our friends Lydia and members over at Bethel putting on a wonderful afternoon of praise and prayer. It was just a glorious day. And Dawn, your voice sounded wonderful. It was great to hear you do your song.
I was so excited to bring forward my newest song, Praise You in the Storm. It's a Casting Crowns song that really talks so much about what it's like when you're in the midst of the mess that is our life on this earth, and how hard sometimes it is to hear Christ, but yet still we're going to praise you right through the storm. We're just going to continue to lift you up, and everybody really seemed to enjoy it, so
yeah,
I was happy to.
And I think we're going to have a chance to listen to that shortly, as we've got a sample from our son. He's not finished with the editing, but I think he'll forgive us as we go ahead and play it this evening. So you're going to have a preview of our new release and Dawn's new recording with our son Zachary doing the orchestration, the sound production as well on the material. And I think you'll just enjoy that. But before we do, just want to again welcome our visitors and guests. We are not broadcasting live tonight, in case you haven't noticed. But in either case, we do want to hear from you. Send us an email at faithshare@dclnetwork.org or like us at Facebook. That's Facebook/Dunlin Christian Living. Or follow us at Twitter at dclnetwork.org.
So they just had so many wonderful performers, and they ran long. And normally we would have taken the equipment with us, but we didn't expect that.
Yeah, so we're having to adjust. But in either case, we have another show, and our newsletter is going to be coming out here shortly as well this week. And thank you again for all the updates on that. And we're going to give you probably a little bit of an update on our ministry too before the night is over. But before we do that, let's go ahead and move in. We're going to be dealing with 1 Corinthians. We're continuing with this theme of love that we've been focusing in and around for the last couple of weeks. And then we're going to be coming into a little bit of a discussion on that. And so we just wanted to give you a preparation. Our verse for today is going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. But before we do, as we mentioned, Dawn's recording of Praise You in the Storm. So why don't we go ahead and listen to that song now.
That you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining as the thunder rolls. I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I am with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand, though my heart you in this storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard me cry to you and raised me up again. My strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? And as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I am with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.
What a fine recording. Isn't that a joy to hear, Dawn, and how all that orchestration comes together out of nowhere?
I didn't know what to say when I heard it. I was just so excited about what he was able to do. I mean, the only way that I've ever performed it, obviously, is with my acoustic guitar, and so for him to put full orchestration behind it, just really exciting opportunity. I'm so glad I happened to know him.
We've seen little samplings of his work, and we know he's been doing some wonderful things out in Chicago out there at some theater sound design work. So seeing that come together for our ministry is just a blessing to us that he's participating something to that level like that. So we hope you enjoyed that. As we move forward now, let's go ahead and get into our verse for discussion tonight. Again, it's 1 Corinthians. This is Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. So Dawn, if you would, please.
Yes, it's chapter 13, verses 6 and 7. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves.
Perseveres, yes.
Oh, why did you let me read?
That's all right.
It always perseveres.
Yes. So here we are. We're dealing with Paul's letter to the church of Corinth, and we know that in Corinthians in general is overall instruction on a godly life and living a life and what the body of the church is all about. And here we see this writing of love. And this is just continuing with our discussions of last week or two regarding the nature of God's love. And before I get too deep into this verse, I want to round this off a little bit by sharing some other verses, because I think this really encompasses everything about ministry work in general and about what we are to do with God's purpose in mind and how we are to serve Him in this world. First, I'm going to read from the 2 John chapter 1. This is a letter of 2 John. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And I'll come back to that in a second, because we see the reference there to 1 Corinthians rejoices with the truth, now being connected to the John, this letter of John, right? And then in 3 John, we read, If it gave me great joy when some believers came to testify about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. So again, this truth and love all coming together. And then again in 1 John chapter 4, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfect in us, is perfected in us. And then finally, I want to share this also in 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. So, Dawn, as you look at that, does this bring anything forward to you in particular? This combination of the words love and truth and trust, what do you see in that?
Well, I wanted to tell you that I was a little confused about the verse right from the start, 1 Corinthians. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Mm-hmm. Is love supposed to be something metaphorical, or are we literally talking about love?
That's a good question. You know, how do you define love? Can you define love? In this particular sense, I think this is God's love that creates all of our energy, that surrounds us in who we are in being. And this is probably where I want to go with this, is love is what we are to live for. Love is who we are. Love is what God is all about. So in that context, this is the truth. The truth is that we are love. God is love. And that's what we are in the world. So I'm not sure if that helps you quite get to anywhere yet, Dawn, but for me, it kind of makes sense. So
you're giving me things to think about.
Okay. All right. So this issue of the truth of who God is in nature, the truth of God's love. And we had this talk recently, Dawn, about a sermon that we heard and it was given, and we talked about the issue of putting Christ back on the cross, right, and putting nails into the cross. And I had trouble with that concept, although I understand the nature of the sacrifice and our remembrance of that sacrifice. But the issue behind the sacrifice is God's love. It's not the sacrifice, it's that this is to the extent that God loved us. So if we just look at the sacrifice of the death of the cross without understanding the love that supports that and stands behind that, we miss what God is really teaching us.
Well, let's talk about what that statement was again a little bit more directly. I believe the statement was, every time we sin, we put another nail in His cross. And Christ isn't eternally dying for us. I don't really see it that way.
That's our struggle, right? That's what we kind of talked about, right? Is that, you know, the victory has been won, right? It's there and given to us.
And He knows we're sinners.
Right.
I struggle with it.
And I guess, you know, in our conversation where we went with it, it's this issue of, do we have faith because we have guilt of who we are and what we've done wrong? Is that what draws us to faith, or are we drawn to faith through love? And I'd like to be focused on the drawn to faith through love. Again, because that's what I see that's underlying everything that God has done in the sacrifice. It's not the sacrifice itself, it's the gift of love that stood behind the sacrifice, which is the reason why the sacrifice had to take place to begin with. And that's the truth. That's where I see the truth. And connecting these two things together, that God is love and love is in us and we are to love, is our truth. And I think that really takes care of, for me, how we are to interact in the world and what we are to accomplish. And take today, for instance, Dawn. You know, we think about all the different denominations that participated in that gospel fest today. All the diversity that existed in that room, right? And yet God gave you a time where you can share your gift with that congregation, and that congregation received that gift in love. I think if God's love wasn't there among us, it would have been a much different circumstance. After all, your music isn't, you know, the traditional gospel format. But with God's spirit and presence of love there, it was all good. The truth was known that God's gift was still coming through and people received it.
And I, what I love about that group is their openness to receive God's message in whatever different form. And yes, the focus was on the fact that we were working at a specific gospel festival. But they've always been just wonderfully open to understanding that there are so many different ways to feel God's love and to lift Him up, and that we were all a part of that together.
Right, right. So going back to this issue of walking in the truth that we started down, this goes back to this discussion of faith. What's the origin of our faith? Is it the truth of love, or is it shame and guilt and remorse? We need to get beyond the sins to get into the fact that our sins have been forgiven out of the gift of love. And then when we can walk and have confidence in that faith of forgiveness, then we can embody the love that God's placed in us to offer to others, to share what He's given to us, to share and care for others that are in need, others that may be weak at a point in time, others that just may need some added strength and some added uplifting, some companionship. Some gift that we can be through a gift of our presence. But walking in our faith means a full example of Christ's love no matter where we go. Can we give freely of ourselves in such a way that no matter when we're called upon, where we're called upon, how we're called upon, that we will offer that love? And that's a tough, tough challenge, because we always get to that point in time where you're on the street in the city and someone you don't know comes up to you, you know, maybe needing a dollar or asking for something, or just, you never know what the circumstances may be, right? And in that moment, where are you walking in your faith? How are you walking in your faith, right?
Well, I also just think that's why it's so important to find opportunities like the one we had today, where you have opportunity to share with each other, to let down your guard and to be open and caring and recognizing that it's all Christ's love. You know, we're not all so different.
No, we're not different. But the challenge is to still be open in those differences, right?
Yeah.
To be honest with ourselves, the fact that we have fears, we have anxieties, we have uncertainties about ourselves, we have uncertainties about the world around us. But how do we get beyond that to where we can find truth in that God will protect us and God will be with us in those moments of need, in those moments where He's calling us to step forward into the world?
But you know, we had also talked about miracles and looking for them, and we certainly saw one today when the sound system went out for the one gentleman that was performing his presentation, and the guy at the keyboard immediately, I think there was a half a second of miss, and he went right in and started playing the piece for him, and all of those beautiful voices around us started singing the backup for him.
Yeah,
and
it was basically
seamless. Just
it was amazing. Dawn's referring to the soundtrack went out, so his accompaniment, the background singers that he was singing to, and this gentleman's got a beautiful voice. We've seen him over the years at the same festival, and he's struggling today a little bit with a cold. You never know it, but to have him persevere through, you know, his illness to bring his talent, but then in the midst of that song, as Don said, to have the soundtrack go dark, and within a half a second the keyboard picked right up almost on beat, and then others within the congregation and the grouping today just shared in the chorus because they knew the song,
and we're sitting with all these wonderful chorus singers, so they were just on. So
it was just amazing.
Four part harmony and let's go.
It was just amazing. Let me share this with you, going back to our verse, and this comes to us from Matthew Henry's commentary. And yes, I do refer to him often, but he just calls out to me. How excellent would Christianity appear to the world if those who profess it were more under this divine principle, underlying divine principle, and paid due regard to the command on which its blessed author laid the chief stress. Let us ask whether this divine love dwells in our hearts. Has this principle guided us into becoming behavior to all men? And that's a wonderful question. So let us ask whether this divine love dwells in our hearts. And this is what our blessed Savior has given us, to love one another. This commandment, this is above all commandments, he brings us forward, that is where we are to be. And ask ourselves, do we allow ourselves to be guided by that principle each and every day, each and every moment that we step out into the streets? What do you see in that, Dawn? Anything that you want to share?
I was just thinking about, you know, God's given us his love, and it's our job to find ways to let that love flow through. And just like when with the song that I gave forward today, to me it was like me witnessing to the fact that you all would miss this, because this is not a genre that really would touch you. And it was this great opportunity to let my love of Christ come through in a way where we're talking specifically about what does it take to continue to praise him and continue to lift him up in the midst of our own sorrow, in the midst of our own pain. I don't know.
And we think about this, and you just think about the love that's in Lydia, right? And as a leader, lay leader for that congregation, she had moved out of the area but still participates in that congregation, lost her husband just a few short weeks ago, still had the strength and the love in her heart to express and continue on to bring the gospel fest forward, right? And just that conviction, that desire to serve the Lord and give praise. And she talked about that often through the course of the events to this afternoon, is that we were here to give praise, give thanks, and to share our gift with one another in expectations and hope that we lift each other forward to go out into the world and serve him, right?
And so many of the songs that were brought forward, that's what they were talking about. They were talking about, you know, you don't always have everything, but God's there, and he's got your back, and don't ever forget that, and don't ever think you're walking alone in it. And just when we talk about lots of love in the room, there you go.
There you go. I just want to go back, because I think Matthew Henry really sums this up well, and I want you to dwell on this. If you're listening out there, you get a chance to listen to this archive, try to understand this concept of love that we're hearing in Paul's commentary and the letters of John. In other areas of the Bible, too, we recognize this. But listen again to what Matthew Henry brings forward. How excellent would Christianity appear to the world if those who profess it were more under this divine principle? Unbelievable. I just think that's a beautiful statement. That's a heck of a challenge for us to live by. Do we live under that principle? Are we guided by that principle? Are we commanded forward to share openly and honestly in a loving way what God has first given to us, his love for us? So Dawn, as we draw upon a close here, as we're getting close to the last few minutes, anything that you want to share in addition?
Well, I just want to know if you see a difference in the concept of keeping yourself open and letting Christ work through you in a manner such as loving one another, versus is there a big difference between that and God so loved us that his commandment was that we are to love one another? Is there a difference?
I don't see a difference as much as I think there are two halves to the story. I think the first half is our acceptance of the love and the willingness to be open to let the Spirit work through us.
I love that you talked about the acceptance of receiving that love. I think about times when you think you have nothing to offer because you can't be there for someone, but yet you're letting them be there for you is your gift of letting Christ work through you. That's so special to remember that piece too.
I think you're absolutely right to work that through, Donna. I appreciate your words on that. I get a little bit cautious sometimes about just leaving it that we don't have a responsibility, because we do have a responsibility, right? And it's at least to receive it, if nothing else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the one thing that I think many people lose track of, is to accept what God's given us. Because once you've accepted it, it will work on your heart. It will not sit still. It will work. It may not hit you today. It may not hit you tomorrow. But over time, God's Spirit is patient and it's loving, but it will work on you. It will draw you forward.
But that also is that message that you are enough for Christ. No matter, you don't have to be the strongest person on the planet. You can be weak and he can still find use for you in building his kingdom.
As we heard in two songs today, shared by us in two different ways. One was the dance, the mimes and the dance, and the other was the other gentleman. It was a Kurt, I think it was, or Keith, one of the two. Carl or Keith, one of the two, brought through, God is able. Through it all, remember that God is able. Through God, everything is possible, and he is able to do everything and anything that he desires in this world today. And what a great way to leave that off, knowing that he is not only able, but that he loves us in what he wants to do for us. So with that, we hope that you had a blessed week. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you continue to listen in. Throw us an email. Let us know what you think of this ministry. Get on our mailing list for our newsletter. But we're just very thankful to continue this ministry. Yes, Don?
Did you want to say anything about where we're going?
Well,
we have like 2 minutes.
Yeah, in the last 2 seconds here, briefly, we're closing in on what it looks like an expansion of our ministry and offering up a regular scheduled prayer service for people in need, people that are caring for people in addiction, through people that are suffering with addiction. We're going to be working with the group over at Frontline and using their facilities, and we're just trying to work out the final details of the schedule on that. But we want to come together in prayer to let them know that they're not alone, that God loves them, and that there are people in the world that care for them, and that we know that if we stand strong in the faith of God and what he can do, and that he is able, we can help these people out in their time of need.
And recognize there will be nothing closed about this service. If you want to come and help lift them up, you don't have to.
It'll be open to all.
You don't have to have an addiction, and you don't even have to know a person with addiction, though it's kind of hard to imagine the way the world is today that you don't have some connection.
Yeah, its grip is on the world strong. Well, with that, we again appreciate your continued support. We hope that you spread the link around. Let's expand this ministry by getting more and more listeners each and every week. Help share that link as it's passed out to others on your email list, your Facebook pages and such.
And when we're live, join us.
Yes, when we're live, join us. So with that, have a blessed week. We're going to leave you with Michael W. Smith singing Open the Eyes of My Heart.
I know.
Are you guys ready to worship out there tonight? I know you know the song. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Come on, let's go.
I wanna see you, Lord. We cry.